We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey man, what's new in the clubhouse? The bullpen and the lineup too. Hey man, how was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know. Hey man, what do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With you. Hey, man.
That's right, 9 o'clock on a Wednesday. We're now joined by Royals manager Matt Cotrero, and this series of the Pittsburgh Pirates so far has been a bunch of sugar magnolias, no other than Mr. Nick Lofton. Matt Cotrero, that's going to be a proud papa moment right there, watching Nick Lofton hit the ball at an absolute hard hit rate the last couple nights.
His at-bats have been great. You know, even going back to Arizona, you know, he's been having really consistent at-bats, and prior to this little run he's on too. I mean, he wasn't getting many results when he first came up, but we liked what we saw with what he was swinging at and what his swing looked like, and just we're really trying to tell him to stick with the process. And that's something I think he's grown a lot in these last couple of years of learning himself, and this year being healthy. You know, he had shoulder surgery in the off season to fix some stuff in his left shoulder, and I think his swing is a lot more confident, and he's more confident in himself.
You know, it's interesting because all these guys dominated wherever they were, right? High school, college, the minor leagues, because they're the best at what they do. Then they get up to the big league level and it's, oh my God, failure right away. How much of your job is talking to these guys and working with them to get through the failures so they can see successes like Lofton is starting to experience right now?
Well, yeah, with hitters particularly, I mean, Zumi and Keone and Joe are with those guys every single day in the cage, and they're the ones that, you know, deal with a lot of the psychological part of it. I mean, a hitting coach is more psychologist than technician in a lot of cases, yeah. Especially with younger players. And, you know, it's part of our whole, every organization has these challenges, and you have to figure out the best way to bridge what was successful for them in the minor leagues, whether that's technique, whether that's information, whether it's scouting reports, whatever it is, and try to get them as comfortable as quickly as you can. But everybody, it's like anything else, right? Everybody develops at a different rate. Everybody's, you know, successes come for different reasons too. I mean, sometimes it takes a couple bloopers to fall for somebody to feel like they're good. Sometimes those hard hit balls need to find grass as well. You know, it's just, there's no one prescription for it, but we certainly try to encourage, especially as we know we need our, you know, players coming up through the minor leagues to be successful for us to be good. Mm-hmm. We know that that's a really vital part of our jobs.
Matt, I want to ask you about this because last night, I think maybe I got some brownie points from you after I explained my take today about Caglione last night. The home run's awesome, right? Absolute piss missile to right field. But I thought his best at bat last night was that last one that he got Mikel over to third. And understanding what the message was, like, get the guy that's got some good speed. All I got to do is get it out there deep enough to get him to third, knowing the guy behind me and Lofton's got a hot stick right now. And, you know, it went perfectly for that situation. What's that do for you when you see the development of a young kid in Jack Caglione?
Well, understanding the game is vital, you know, and understanding what you have to do. You know, you didn't have to hit one 600 feet there, you know, and just being able to slow things down a little bit. I mean, that's everybody's message to Jack, you know, the players, the staff, you know, like the talent is there. You're going to hit the ball as hard here as you did in the minor leagues. You just, you know, and I hate using that word just because it's much more difficult than that, but slowing down, taking a deep breath, understanding that you have plenty of skill to execute every situation. It's a matter of letting the game come to you a little bit. And that those cliches are cliches because they end up happening often and they're true, you know, and Jack did slow it down last night. He got down in the count, was able to go down and get that ball. And he, like we said, plenty strong, plenty of power to get the ball out there. And Mikel did a good job of reading it and tagging.
Yeah, and I thought his comments after the game, not like licking the sweat out of the bathtub or whatever he said, but like talking about the importance of moving Garcia over. And I'm like, damn, 22 years old, he's already talking like a team player. Like that's the comments of a Jake Taylor, a 35-year-old guy that's chasing a ring and looking to do anything to help the team win. And you got a 22-year-old going, he goes, look, I just wanted to get the runner over, and that's what I needed to do in that situation. That's what stood out to me.
Well, that's great. That's great awareness. You know, and that's the message, when every player comes up from the minor leagues, you're here to help us win. So if it's not offensively, what are you doing defensively? If it's not defensively, what are you doing on the bases? If it's not that, what are you doing to be the best teammate to help somebody else succeed tonight? Because the goal is to win every night. We know that's not going to happen, but we keep that our main focus. And when you keep team and bigger goals as your focus, your personal goals tend to find a way to happen without you worrying about them as much.
Yeah, it's no secret, Q. When it comes to the success of this team, it goes through your three big guys and Vinny, Salvi, and Bobby. And those guys really seem to be clicking right now. And obviously in the month of July, been a great month so far for you guys over there, going 5-2 so far in 6-2 in the 8 days in July. I got to think you've got to love it when you see those three guys leading the way in the lineup.
Oh, no question. Yeah. And I mean, you had, you know, Mike Kell for everything he's done this year. I mean, he got us going last night in the ninth. He got a big RBI the night before to keep the rally going in the second or third inning after they had taken the lead.
Yep.
So, you know, you're talking about those guys, and, you know, we talk about this a lot. I mean, and rightfully so, Bobby and those guys get a ton of attention. But any good team needs all 9 or 10 or 12 or 13 hitters, whoever's in the rotation, succeeding. And, you know, the night before, Izzy with a triple, that was a huge part of the game for us. So, Everybody's got to contribute, but when most teams, when the heart of your order is producing runs, it certainly makes things easier for you.
You know, you mentioned Izzy there for a second, and kind of off, you know, the topic a little bit. That guy's developed into a really nice Major League Baseball player that nobody's talking about.
Well, he's an elite defender. We've known that all along. He's an elite teammate, elite competitor. And you know, like we're saying, hitting is very difficult, you know, and trying to learn at this level. You know, he came up like a lot of these guys, they came up post COVID with very little minor league experience, and for him to develop at this level and continue to learn himself and be willing to make adjustments and changes, you know, is a big part about who he is, but also speaks to the development that, you know, the hitting guys have been able to do with him.
Matt, we're going to end on a fun note. I'm going to play you this audio from Jack last night. Bob was impressed that he did the comment about getting the guy over and setting up for a team win. I don't know if you've ever heard this this saying before, but I'm going to play it for you.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub. Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
Have you ever heard of trying to put sweat in the bathtub?
I don't even know what. I have no idea what that means.
Ask Vinny.
Like the first time I heard about a cheese blanket.
Yeah. And now you know exactly what that cheese blanket is, right?
But wait, he said you can't put sweat in a bathtub?
He said we're trying to put sweat in a bathtub.
Trying to put sweat in a bathtub.
Okay.
Clearly, Vinny told him to work that in because Vinny's in the background laughing when he does that.
Okay. So, thanks for the context. So I'll know what to ask about today.
Yeah. Like in the team meeting, like when you're addressing the team today, I don't know if you address them every day. Guys, we're just trying to put sweat in the bathtub and see the reaction of the room and then let us know.
Okay. All right.
That's your challenge for the day. Sometimes I'll text LaFever and say, work in this word to the broadcast. He never does. But I'm asking you today in the pre-game meeting or whatever it is. Guys, here's what we're going to do today. We're all going to put sweat in the bathtub.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Well, have a fun conversation with Jack. Get those brooms out and get ready for the Mets in a couple of days. Q, we appreciate the time and go get that sweep today.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
See ya.
He loved it.
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
No doubt about it.
Does that mean?
I don't know. You're just trying to work hard so you can go put that sweat that you worked hard on in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And then rinse off at the shower and then have a shower beer.
Yeah.
You know?
Trying to put sweat in the bathtub.
I mean, if you're going to do that, that's great. But like Vinny should have done it with somebody who knew he wasn't going to crack, you know? Yeah,
it's kind of, I mean,
because you got to work that in and just deadpan it. Like they started with 1738 back in the day, you know, when everybody's like, what the hell are they doing? Yeah, whatever. And then it kind of took off and became a thing. But nobody ever really broke character when that was going on. The first time we get an opportunity to do that, Gags breaks character, lets us know, all right, Vinny puts you up to this.
From the 803, it means they're trying to put in hard work and effort.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello, America.
Trying to put sweat in a bathtub.
Hello, America.
Trying to put sweat in a bathtub. Trying to put sweat in a bathtub.
All right, that's enough of that. I want to get into this Bill Belichick stuff because of what was said about the alums of North Carolina. You'll be surprised at what they had to say about Bill Belichick being there. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
Mr. McIntyre, Royals manager, joining us here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Royals in action tonight at 6:40. Vern's on deck show at 5:30. Win the pitch clock. Win tickets to see the Mets and Royals play this weekend. It's simple as that.
You think Dallas Keuchel will pitch for the Royals this weekend?
He signed to a minor league contract, apparently, by the Royals. So
37 years old.
Hey, man, they had Dick Mountain, too.
They did.
So,
yeah.
I mean, why not? I mean, we used to always, you know, bitch and moan about the development of pitching in this organization. Seems to be doing pretty well right now.
It's great right now. It's like what I'm saying. Like, why do you need Dallas Keuchel? But if he's available, I guess he threw last week or something. It was in the 90s. So you go out and you make an opportunity and an offer. And you go and you see what happens. You can never have too many arms and whatnot. And if this team, you know, finds their way into the postseason, maybe Dallas Keuchel pitches an important inning. Who knows? But I if you would have said to me what you did, you said the Royals signed Dallas Keuchel. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is this 1995? Like, what year are we in? Is like a time warp here? Dallas Keuchel. When was the last time you even heard that name?
When he was with the, he would have been with the Astros.
Had to have been, right?
And then, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it's been probably 5 years since I even thought of, I'm not sitting around thinking about Dallas Keuchel, but I mean, like, that's just a random name that I had no idea was still around.
No doubt. Yeah. ESPN setter Jeff Passan, former Cy Young winner Dallas Keuchel and the Kansas City Royals are in agreement on a minor league contract. Sources tell ESPN Keuchel, 37, held a workout last week, was up to 92 miles per hour. He'll start in AAA. And if he gets to the big leagues, he'd make $2 million per trade. Prorated. Dyslexia at its finest. So this came out about UNC alums. They called Belichick a disgrace.
Yeah.
Brutal from like alumni and faculty, and they call Bill Belichick a disgrace on our university. Via the article came from Barstool Sports.
Mm-hmm. What kind of highbrow, falutin individual do you have to be embarrassed by your university? First of all, like that just feels like Virgil MasterCard and Walter Pennington and, you know, people of that nature. I'm embarrassed by my university. Are you really, or are you just trying to say that for social media to get some kind of, you know, like you know, clout or whatever the case may be? But that, all of those comments by these alums down at North Carolina who have never really had much to cheer for on the football field, I'm rooting for Bill Belichick to have all kinds of success now because these guys who have him as their coach clearly do not like it and they want him to fail. And if you're going to be like embarrassed by who your university hires as their football coach, mm-hmm. you need more going on in your life, man. You may not like the hire or whatnot, but let's kind of slow the roll with being, quote, embarrassed that the university hired Bill Belichick. Like you're some highbrow place that's never had anything go wrong.
Yeah, the source is numerous emails from the University of North Carolina donors, alumni, and faculty, which were obtained through a public records request, show a stunning lack of support for their Tar Heels' new football coach. And one email obtained, thank you for the ad there. And one email obtained by the dailymail.com, a donor wrote, "What a total embarrassment to UNC. I am withdrawing all of my donations and future donations." And another email from a University of North Carolina faculty member, the disgruntled employee complained about there not being enough money to hire the number of professors we need, but paying a 73-year-old old guy with no college football experience $10 million is okay.
Yeah, I hate to be that guy.
And then
professors
let him hire
do not profess. Yeah, right. Let hire son, but professors do not generate income. And in this world right now, if you're not a revenue generator at your job, you're not going to have that job for a long period of time. You've got to be a revenue generator. You know what generates revenue at colleges? Sports. And football is the biggest revenue generator. It's the front porch of the university, the athletic departments are. Everybody knows schools and judges schools based on their men's basketball team and their football team. It's been going on for 100 years in this country. And if you're right now where we're in the landscape of things in sports and you don't have a good football team in your Division I school, you're going to be left outside. And then you're going to be really embarrassed to be a North Carolina alum when they go to a league of like 64 teams and you're not included in it. because you're not any good and you're not generating money. And so this is a way to generate revenue. And all those people who said they're not going to donate again, that season ticket holder guy saying, I'm not buying tickets if they move to Kansas. Okay, fine. Somebody else will. There's going to be more money coming into that department because of Bill Belichick being there and other fans being excited and NIL and cachet and bang for the buck. People are talking about North Carolina football. Nobody ever did. Advertisers are going to flock to that. People are going to be all over that. And so I just find it so fake when people say they're embarrassed by this hire and I'm never going to donate again. Fine, Jeeves. We'll find somebody else that's going to give just as much or more and we'll cobble together donations and we'll figure this thing out. Keep your donation.
Yeah, it's just always interesting because I think a lot of people are, you know, upset with the whole Jordan Hudson saga that's been going on all summer and spring. Obviously, his contract is out there. And so they know how much money he's making, plus his son comes along. And you're going to have people that are going to be, you know, that way, like, well, you know, why is he getting paid when I'm here every single day, you know, teaching? I get it. Teachers are massively underpaid.
Right.
Like, it's sad. But, yeah, I mean, look, I get it. Like, I've never seen from a from a coaching standpoint, maybe there is one, that just absolute downfall of, like, what it is.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that, like, he was considered at a time, maybe still by many, the best coach to ever do it in the NFL, and now you have alumni and faculty members and former athletes being like, this is a disgrace.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you be happy if Bill Belichick was your coach in North Carolina?
Yeah.
So you're now rooting for him to go win the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm rooting for him to make the playoffs.
Boy, did you flip on a dime.
I did. But I
you
do.
You wanted to fail a month ago.
I did.
Now all of a sudden you're like, win it all.
Yeah, win it all. No, because I don't like when people do this kind of stuff. You know, it's so fake. It's so not genuine. It's so disingenuous is the word I'm looking for. And I'm just like, oh, my God. God, like, what pious person are you to sit there and, you know, rub your pearls together and sit there and go, I'm embarrassed by my university. Are you? Because a 73-year-old is getting it on with a 22-year-old? That's what you're embarrassed by?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you jealous?
I don't know if jealousy's there. I think it's just kind of odd, in my opinion.
It's odd, yeah, but I mean, but like, it's nothing to be like embarrassed and ashamed about, and you're going to get rid of your football program, and you know, we're no longer going to be a fan of all this kind of stuff. And then Ryan Clark, who I'm losing a lot of respect for recently, he's in the media. Him and Chris Long are on there saying that the media is treating Bill Belichick unfairly, and I can't believe the media is acting like this towards Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick was a jerk to everybody on the way up, right? I mean, nobody sits here and says, oh, he was such a great guy to work with. Bill Belichick was a jerk to everybody on the way up. And when you're a jerk on the way up, there ain't going to be nobody there to catch you when you're falling down. And Belichick has fallen, and there's nobody there to catch him. I used to work with a guy in radio that was like that. He got let go, and there was nobody there to support him on the way down. When you're a jerk to people on the way up, there's going to be nobody there to support you on the way down. And so I think that's kind of where the media is with Bill Belichick. But I do find it very rich. Ryan Clark and Chris Long, who are both in the media, are saying the media is running down Bill Belichick. But you know what they're also doing? They're getting clicks because nobody knew who Pablo Torre was 6 months ago. And now he's been all over this Bill Belichick thing. That guy made a name for himself in a big way because of this story.
Oh, he'd done that way before that. Pablo's a G. Like him and Lebatard, and he was on, I mean, I know you didn't watch it, but he was a big face on Around the Horn back in the day.
Sure. But he was gone for about, 2 years or something from his non-compete with ESPN? Like, he was off the map for 2 years and came back on the map podcast, with this Bill Belichick stuff. It's huge for him. And people are clicking on it. People like scandal. People like sensationalism. More people will click about Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson today than anything that happened on the field in a sports game yesterday.
A couple of Chiefs topics here. Do you think that Hungry Pig Wright is the best play named in the history of the Chiefs? Like for fun plays?
Probably.
Or Jet Chip Wasp?
Yeah, I like the Hungry Pig because it involved that Terry Poe.
What if I told you that Matt Nagy said on the New Heights podcast that the trick play they had for Chris Jones was called Swinging D? So you'll have to reach out to some sources and get to the bottom of this. But according to the New Heights podcast, Matt Nagy was their guest. And they said that the on what the name for the Chiefs, Chris Jones's trick play is called, it's called, quote, Swinging D. So, I mean, that's perfect, right?
That's so good.
Incredible.
Because you go back to everything, right?
I mean, it's just
40-yard dash.
I mean, go back to day one with Chris Jones, right? Hell, doesn't get picked.
It was before day one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. He was the combine.
Right.
And then he doesn't get picked in the first round, and he's pissed off, and he wants to leave, and the NFL begs him to stay. And he comes back the second day. He's picked right there at the top by the Chiefs, and the rest is history.
And I'll go back to yesterday when we played his interview, Patrick Mahomes' interview on Kay Adams. He said the one thing that needs to change to get back to right this year is to have fun. And that's fun.
Yeah, that is swing fun. And swing and D. That's that is great. I mean, I love it, man.
But
I
they think that's so it funny. Yet? Or they have ran.
Well, they probably had it for the Super Bowl.
They probably, yeah.
You know, and it's one of those situations. We'll run this play if things are going good. Okay, we're not running this play.
Could you imagine if, like, NFL films, right, when they had the do it, Kels, do it, do it. Hey, wide 80, swinging D, swinging D. Yeah. The hell? That'd blow Omaha out of the water. Yeah.
You know, I'm honestly just ready to play football again.
Yeah.
Whenever you lose, you kind of have this taste in your mouth that you want to go out there and revenge that or whatever you want to say. But at the same time, I feel like I've had to sit back and just listen to people talk. And I'm like, let's just play football and just handle it all out there. And I don't really want to talk about it. I just want to go out and show who we are as a Kansas City Chiefs.
There you go. So Swing and D may make the playoff or the playbook this year. Do you roll that out in game one against the Chargers or do you wait for the Eagles? Because you're going to do it against the Eagles, you know, in the Super
crowd
Bowl.
See, let the home crowd see the Swing and D.
Yeah. How bad do you think we beat the brakes off the Eagles this year? I may go higher than 42 nothing.
Wow.
Somebody for the 816 says corn dog is better.
Corn dog's not good.
It's not better than Swing and D. No, not at all. It's not even close.
Could be a streamer or whatever could be talking about the last couple of plays we talked about. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. You know? Okay. Yeah. But also, too, I will say this. Like, Swing and D is the Mahomes of play calls now. Everything else you can debate on what's the second best one.
Swing and D. Pro Football Focus sent out their top secondaries. Do you want to guess where they have the Chiefs? Number one is the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay. 3-2 Well,
they have the Baltimore Ravens number one secondary, the Kansas City Chiefs number two, and arguably the number one defense in the league, the number three secondary is the Denver Broncos. This is your time to shine, Mac, because one thing that you have been on before anybody, because it's the summer and not everybody dives into football quite like you or Binkley or Drew Nixon. I'll get there in about August, but we know Baltimore's secondary is great, right? They even went out and got Jair Alexander, teammates of Lamar at Louisville, now good friends. They've got all those other pieces they've had in the past. And you look at the second one, which is the Kansas City Chiefs. They have Trent McDuffie, right? Jaden Hicks is your guy. He's the one that you think is going to really shine this year.
Yeah.
And then you add the cornerback room as well that's young. Does this hurt or does this help the future of McDuffie with the Chiefs?
I think you'd have to say it kind of hurts, right? Because, I mean, if one of these
but they're
guys,
not the number two defensive backfield without McDuffie, are they?
No, they're not. But if Noel Williams is all of a sudden the guy they drafted this year, if he's a guy who's all of a sudden a starter caliber player as the fourth or fifth cornerback on this team, right. Christian Fulton shines in his new role with the Chiefs. You know, all of a sudden, Jalen Watson is still out there producing.
Yes!
Nazi Johnson was a guy who had some a couple of flashes in the pan when they needed him as a depth
Johnson.
Piece. Johnson. And so if he's the sixth or seventh corner, if he all of a sudden shows some more promise this season, like, okay, do you, like you mentioned earlier, talking about contract years, McDuffie has the chance, not even has the chance, like will be the highest paid corner. He will be. If it's for 2 weeks or if it's
for a year.
As long
as he's the next, right?
Exactly. Yeah. As long as he's the next, he's going to be the highest paid corner for however long that duration lasts. And if the Chiefs don't really do that often, they've already done it. They're going to have to do it with Trey Smith. They've already done it with Creed Humphrey. They did it with Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes has luckily been extremely, you know, kind.
Patrick
as far
Mahomes
as taking...
makes less than you at this point, you know?
Okay, let's not go that far. But, yeah, he's been kind as far as his contracts are concerned. But I think PFF's probably smart looking at the depth of the corner room that the Chiefs have, because it's not just, oh, McDuffie and who else do they have? Because normal people on the, like, besides us Chiefs fans, people don't know Jaden Hicks. People don't know Brian Cook. Josh. No, nor should they.
No.
Those are really, really good football players that people are going to know this season.
Yeah, but you know them on your team, and every team has those players.
Of course.
Like, you know, the quarterbacks, you know, some wide receivers, you know, a couple of defensive standouts on teams. That's all you know. Nobody's going 20 deep on these rosters, and if you are, then I feel bad for you. Like, if you're breaking down the Cowboys roster and telling me who the third corner is and you're not a Cowboys fan, that's a problem. But I think, you know, I think with Trent McDuffie, like he's been one of those pillar guys that they want to get signed, but he's not next right now. Trey Smith is still that next guy up, right? Trey Smith is still that guy that they need to get signed. And now what? We're less than a week away from the 15th, aren't we?
Yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. When is that? Tuesday next week? Mm-hmm. The 15th?
13th is Sunday.
13th is Monday, 14th, 15th, Tuesday. Yeah. So we're 6 days away now from that deadline. Mm-hmm. And he has to, did he sign the franchise tag?
Trey?
Yeah.
He did.
I believe so.
He
yeah,
did.
I believe
he okay, signed. So, yes. So he is going to play under the franchise tag if they don't get a long-term deal done. He already signed that tender. Then,
Sunday
as you
at
said.
6 p.m.
Oh, Sunday at 6 p.m.
That's what I think will happen. That's a, there's no
sport. Oh, I thought you meant the deadline.
No, I'm saying that's when he'll sign the contract.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh, okay.
Good, I hope so.
It'll be Sunday at 6 p.m. or it'll be Tuesday at 6 p.m.
But we had these conversations with Chris Jones, and then it was opening day, and he's sitting up in the booth with two goons in bad suits that they got at JCPenney. Like, what are we doing here? Like, and that's kind of why I'm a little bit not as bullish. Oh, yeah, they're going to get a deal done with Trey Smith because I've seen this act before. And so I am a little concerned at this point in time that they haven't gotten anything done with Trey Smith, because then it does affect everything else that you can do. And that goes back to Chris Jones, because had Chris Jones gotten signed earlier, they probably would have been able to sign. I think at the time it was the guy they traded, L'Jarius Sneed. I think he was kind of the next guy up, right? Didn't we miss out signing on L'Jarius Sneed because mm-hmm. yeah, the Chris Jones held things up a little bit?
And then, well, they traded L'Jarius Sneed.
Yeah, but they could have signed him.
They could have signed him. Yeah, yeah.
And
you're
couldn't
right.
get the deal done because they were waiting on Chris Jones.
And that was originally the plan.
Right.
At least it felt like.
That was the kind of the plan. Yeah.
yeah.
And so because it took so long to get Chris Jones done, it affects that's the impact that this
yeah,
has.
That's the
longer
scare.
And the scare is that if he doesn't sign, what's the impact that it has on the rest of this roster? Because if you wanted to get him done and Trey Smith and then move on to Trent McDuffie or even George Karloftis at this time, you can't move on to those two guys yet until you know what the future is going to be with Trey Smith.
Somebody in the text line says, is Trent McDuffie the next mega trade the Chiefs do like they did with Tyreek Hill?
I mean, there's a very good case to be made for that. I would make the case for that, but I know how much they love him and want him to be here. But man, things change. Things always change.
You mean trade him? Like, I guess that'd have to be like now.
It'd have to be
or after the season, right?
Well, but he's contract year, free agent.
But is this his fifth year? No, this is his fourth year.
This is fourth year because his first Super Bowl was, yeah.
Yeah, so this is so they have to pick up the fifth-year option.
So
you could trade him after this year.
Yeah, for the fifth-year option, one-year deal.
Yep.
For a win now rental kind of thing. Yeah,
right. That is a possibility.
Yeah,
and
that could definitely happen.
I wouldn't get mad at that. I mean, that's just the way that this team operates. And that's the thing. We're rooting for the Chiefs. We're not rooting for individual players anymore, right? We're past that with this organization. It's all about what's best for the Chiefs. And if they decided at the end of this season, the best thing for them to do is do a trade where they got a second, a third, and a fifth back in return for Trent McDuffie, I'd support it 100%. I don't think that's the route we're going down as of now, but hell, we traded Tyreek Hill, you know?
In 2025, he'll have a cap hit of $4.4
million. Oh, my God, that's free.
And then in 2026, his cap hit is $13.6. I've seen this before.
Wait, what year is his cap hit that money?
2026. And then he's a UFA in 2027.
Yeah.
So, like,
after the 2026 season.
So this year, his cap percentage hit in the league is a 1.5%. Next year is a 4.4% hit to your roster. So
yeah, which still isn't
that's not
huge. What it's going to be. Yeah, because it's going to be double that. 13 right. million, he'll make 25.
Easily.
Yeah.
A year.
Yes, yeah. A year. Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, man, look.
But the cap continues to grow, too.
100%.
This is such a great conversation to have because you have arguably one of the top three corners in football where wide receiver play is nuts, especially in the slot position, which you have said Mac is where he thrives, which he'll go back to this year.
Heck yeah.
Coincidence?
I think not.
Right. And
well, they realized that he was kind of miscast. That's another great sign of this organization.
And not only Spags, that, but like you look at what Brett Veach's number one asset is. It is drafting secondaries. They're the number two secondary in football, above Philly, above Denver, above all these other teams.
Without paying a lot of any of these guys.
I mean, they've had Charvarius Ward, they've had L'Jarius Sneed, Trent McDuffie. Do you think that runs dry? Because I don't. I don't think that does. I think he's got that knack, right? Like some guys in baseball organizations, scouts, know how to find pitching, and they just always have pitching, right? You look at the Cleveland Guardians. It's just like it seems every year there's Shane Bieber. Then there's, you know, guys in the past, Dallas Keuchel. I'm kidding. By the way, signed a minor league contract with the Kansas City Royals. But like you look at what Brett Veach can do, and if like you're going to trust in Brett Veachtown, do you want to put all your money, not all your money, but a large chunk of your money.
4.1%.
And a guy, well, it'd be more than that if you gave him a contract.
Yeah, right.
So,
right.
Like, would you be willing? And that's a question to have, possibly. I don't know if you want to have that conversation because it sucks because he's one of those guys. But again, it's like, you can say that we haven't seen a corner like Trent McDuffie. Then you could be like, yes, we have. We saw Legarius Sneed and Charvarius Ward. Well, they weren't the same corner as Trent McDuffie. They were dominant and they did not sign with Kansas City. They went and got big deals elsewhere. Which do you think is the first thing to crack? Veach finding talent in the secondary late in the drafts or Veach signing a top paid defensive back? I don't know which one to pick.
I think as you start to move forward as an organization, you have to identify, other than Patrick Mahomes at this point in time, because he's the quarterback and he's going to be here, Kelsey, American Pie year, senior year. By the way, who would play Stifler's mom in this one? You've got
Mama Kelsey.
You've got Chris Jones getting close to the end as well. Right? No lies there. They're both in their 30s now. Yep. So once they age out and graduate, who are now the pillars of your organization? You have to have those pillars that are your guys that you know that you're going to build around. Look what it's done. Mahomes, Kelsey, Jones. Those have been the three guys. And you can throw in Butker and the long snapper if you want, but that really. But you got those three guys that have been the constants. Right? They have been the three constants for this team throughout this entire run. Who are going to be the next constants for this team that are going to pass down? This is the way we do things. This is the way we operate. This is how you're going to operate, or you'll end up like Marcus Peters and traded or whatever. So you've got to find those next guys that are going to be the pillars of your franchise. I deep down in my heart believe that they want Trent McDuffie to be that guy. They want him. They want Mahomes. I think Bolton is kind of that guy at this point in time.
For sure.
Right?
Got that contract.
And so McDuffie could be Karloftis potentially, but I really do believe from everything that I've heard and talked to people in the organization about, they love this guy. They want this guy to be a lifer here. Again, that's a want. That doesn't always happen.
I know I surprised you with the play call called Swinging D. This is Pat Murphy on his pitcher, Jacob Mizorowski, with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's just broken the shell, man. He just out of the egg, all arms and legs. He's still got that gooey stuff coming off him. He's something special.
I would love to drink beers with Pat Murphy because I know that the guy named Pat Murphy's been in a many a bar fight, but that's a bad comment right there.
Again, as I say, Pat Murphy, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, he's just broken the shell, man. He's just out of the egg, all arms and legs. He's still got that gooey stuff coming off him. He's something special. Gross. We'll get back to our poll question on the other side. We'll wrap this show up and get you set up for the rest of the afternoon here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Junior, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Final segment here on Fesco and Dusty on a Wednesday with Mac Morey as well. Don't forget, it was a Wednesday, so we had our fantastic poll question.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. So our poll question today was, I think we all kind of have, you know, a common agreement on what is the top four quarterbacks in the NFL, whether you rank them, however you rank them. We believe it's Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, and Lamar. And then we asked who's the fifth best quarterback in the NFL. Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Matthew Stafford. 171 votes have been casted. Leading in the clubhouse right now is Jalen Hurts at 39.8%. Jaden Daniels is at 30.4%. Matthew Stafford in third with 19.9%. And Justin Herbert bringing up the rear at 9.9%. I wonder if we would have put Jared Goff on that list, what the percentages would have been. Yeah. I still think the top two are the ones that would lead when it comes to Hurts and Jaden Daniels. But we'll see what sophomore season looks like for Mr. Daniels. We'll see what coming off of a Super Bowl win looks like for Mr. Hurts. Matthew Stafford, no Cooper Kupp, but has Devontae Adams, Puka Nacua, and Kyron Williams. And then Justin Herbert.
Who would you have replaced if you were going to put
Jared
Goff?
Probably Herbert.
Herbert?
Yeah.
For poll reasons, Herbert. If you were asking like true football me, I'd replace Hurts. But I think Chiefs fans, a lot of those people voting, have probably watched 6 or 7 Hurts games. Two of them are the Super Bowl. One of them's the national or playoff game in Oklahoma. And like pick 3 or 4 other random primetime games. They probably watched him play really well.
And he has played really well. He's been 2 of the last 3 Super Bowls and was the best player on the field in both of them.
No argument for me. I mean, he could have been a Jerry West nominee as the MVP of a losing team.
Yeah.
For that
absolutely.
First one.
Oh, for that first one.
He was incredible.
Yeah. But he did have the big fumble. And that's going to affect the MVP voting. And I get all that. But look, that guy's good. And I feel like I'm going to be like his biggest fan this year in the media nationally, because I like Jalen Hurts. I like what he does. And people, this is what it comes back to in this industry, man. We like to run people down instead of propping people up. And I don't know why that became kind of the norm of this industry, where it's just people want to rip people and tear them down instead of propping them up. People have spent so much time telling me why Jalen Hurts isn't good, and he just goes out there and leads his team to victories, leads his team to the Super Bowl, 2 in the last 3 years, and people still want to say that he's not a good quarterback. No, he is a good quarterback, and I think a lot of it also is you have preconceived notions. You made up your mind, and you're not willing to change your mind, and that happens in sports with a lot of people. The older I get, the more I realize I hope I'm wrong about everything, because none of this is, you know, and so it's okay to say, I didn't like Jalen Hurts at first, but damn, he's proved me wrong. It's okay to have that opinion on him, but nobody ever wants to do that. It's easier just to say, Jalen Hurts stinks, and be Emmanuel Acho about this instead of being Harry Douglas and having actually good, thoughtful things to say. Nobody can tell me why is Jalen Hurts not a good quarterback?
I think most people think he's good. I think the conversation is great.
But there's one great quarterback in the NFL.
No. Josh Allen's great.
Hasn't won a championship, man. Great. You got to have championships to be in a great conversation. I think we use the word great way too much in life. All the time. Oh, that's great. No, it's not. It's okay. It's good. It's not great. We use the word great way too much. You've got to have accomplishments to be considered great. Great's the best of the best. Josh Allen's not the best of the best. He's not. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. He's not a great quarterback. You've got to win.
So Nick Foles.
Very good quarterback.
Okay.
Yeah, just because you win doesn't mean you get that great moniker.
No, I'm just wondering.
But you have to be in the conversation of winning championships, in my opinion, to be in that great category. We throw that word around way too much. Oh, he's great. We all do it, right? And then I always catch myself. I go, is it really great or is it just very good?
Well, this is great.
You're not tough. Hey, you're not tough.
Let's get going.
Come on, man.
Hey. Hey.
Off to a good start, buddy.
Man, I got it all on record.
Record. That Missouri?
If you miss this, no, that's recall.
Blocked, got, and ready to rock.
If you miss that, that was, what's that guy's name? Yamorowski?
Oh, God, I don't have it anymore. Todd.
Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
That was the viral video yesterday that went nuts on every sort of platform of this guy trying to talk too much smoke and got his absolute ass kicked by a former NHLer. Who punched him 3 times in the face, and while
Nick
doing it,
Tarnaski,
every time he clocked him in the jaw, he said, bang, 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 and then threw his ass into a pond. And I thought, I thought PFT's commentators' remarks were great about that fight that went viral yesterday this morning on their podcast. He said, if I'm ever in a fight and I get thrown into a lake, the fight is officially over.
That's right. You're done. This guy came back for more.
I don't know why. I mean, liquid courage, I would assume.
I would imagine.
That
but
guy
I mean,
had way too many surf sides on the course.
You were literally picked up and thrown into a pond.
Yeah.
And you got up and went back for more.
Yeah.
And then got thrown again.
Back in. Awesome.
I mean, that's just
I love the guy. Come on, man.
Well, he's, you know, and I was telling Bob during the break, like, when you have that friend that's always seems to put you in those sort of circumstances, like, at some point you're like, all right, dude, like, we can only keep you out of it for so long until you finally realize that you just ain't that guy. And it just so happened that his moment was against a former NHL guy.
Would you have gotten involved? Like, you're in that group, and that's your buddy, and this guy's throwing him into a pond. Like, I'm walking away. I got to be honest with you. Like, because clearly I think they probably have defended this guy a lot, you know?
Yeah.
I would say that they did exactly what they were supposed to do. Like, they tried to push him away, tried to keep him pushing away, and a guy just kept going forward. He's clearly zooted out of his mind.
For sure.
He has sunglasses on. It's not really that sunny.
No, it's very cloudy.
He still has his golf glove on, and he's not anywhere near a golf club or getting ready to hit it.
And he's fighting a former hockey player who's a giant.
Yeah, and I mean, thank God he was wasted, because good thing he didn't feel any of that. I mean, what's worse, getting tossed the way he did at the end of the fight, getting thrown into the lake, or having the guy hit you three times in the face and say bang, bang, bang every single time?
Pop, bang. I mean, this guy just keeps getting up. He's staggering like a boxer who's just been hit in the under the jaw and gets thrown. And then the other guy gets involved and he gets his ass kicked there for a hot minute.
Oh, yeah. He catches some heat.
You got to be careful on those.
I mean, I've had a friend who's been super stupid multiple times while getting drunk. And there was a time he got kicked out of a bar, and our friends, we were like, all right, man. See, like, he did it to himself. And like, yeah, we had helped him for a long time. It was just like, all right, dude, see ya. Like, I made sure he got home or whatever, but I stayed and hung out.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do.
At some point,
do,
yeah, man.
Right?
Like, come on, you're a grown ass man. Let's go.
Yeah. Eventually, it's on you.
Yeah.
It is definitely on you. Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to play golf, dude. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I didn't come here for this today.
What are we doing?
Somebody says, was the guy Rex Ryan because he's just here to bang?
Yeah. Living legend, Rex Ryan. That's a guy who needs to be on the show weekly.
Yeah, I'm just here to bang. Somebody has a question for you, Bob. Do you think Bobby Witt Jr. is great?
Not yet, no. It's too early for that.
What about Dan Marino, Ken Griffey Jr.?
I don't think Dan Marino is among the greats, no.
Okay.
And Ken Griffey Jr.'s career got cut short. Great defender.
I mean,
I was watching a play by him the other day, or yesterday, actually. No, maybe it was this morning at Tiger Stadium, leaping up over a wall, grabbing a ball.
I mean, I think Ken Griffey Jr. is probably one of the top five greatest left-handed hitters.
Yeah, Griffey's in that category. I think with a quarterback, though, I mean, you're the leader of the team, man. It all goes back to you. It all goes back to you. In big moments, are you big or do your balls shrink?
I mean, I would say that there are four great quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think there's six good quarterbacks in the NFL. I think there's probably three average quarterbacks in the NFL. And the rest can be decided. I think what Lamar Jackson does is great. I think he's a great quarterback. He's won two MVPs. He's just ran into a greater quarterback. I mean, I think there were players in the NBA that were great that just ran into Jordan.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are certain things called anomalies. I think Patrick Mahomes is an anomaly. I think Allen, Burrow, Lamar, guys like that, I think they're great.
I think they'll be on all time lists if they keep this up.
I mean,
and truthfully,
do you think any of them will get a Super Bowl championship, though? Be honest with yourselves.
Yes.
Of those three, do you think that is,
Allen? If I get those three and you get, I'd take one out of those three to get one. Flacco got one.
Who gets more Super Bowls, those three combined or Patrick Mahomes moving forward?
Mahomes. Oh, moving forward?
Those three combined, I would take the bet.
Mahomes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mahomes. I think he's got two or three left.
And the reason why I think he's got more, actually, now, the more, like, they keep watching that Kay Adams interview, and I'm just like, all right, we got about 10 more of these. I think why the answer is Mahomes is because he's got a better supporting cast around him. And I don't mean players. I mean head coach and general manager and ownership, for that matter. Cincinnati's ownership is dog crap. Buffalo, they've got a newer owner, but they don't have a general manager. He gives all his picks to the Chiefs to make them better. You know, so, and that's why I believe that Mahomes will win more than those.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Those other three combined moving forward, because I do think Mahomes has the advantage of having a great supporting cast around him and Andy Reid and Brett Veach. That right there shows me the size of your balls.
Surprise out of the NFL world, all-pro left tackle Tristan Wirfs recently underwent arthroscopic surgery on his right knee. Wirfs will open the regular season on the physically unable to perform list and miss time in the start of the season. Good luck, Baker.
Yo! That sucks.
Damn.
In a related story, Baker Mayfield has requested a trade.
No doubt about it. You know what? Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, they're great, and they weren't number one. Shout out Fruity Pebbles with tuna. We'll get into that tomorrow. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. You can change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe. Stay kind. It's Cody, Golden Drew coming up next from 10 to 2.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.